What if RoboCop was not a robot at all, and everybody was in love with Paul?
Giamatti.
What if Bigfoot joined the Cullen Clan? Brave little Toaster fell in love with a man.
What?
Isn't that better? Half man and half shoe, and everyone attended Puppet U.
Even humans.
Detective Mike became a giant spider, and every movie was directed by Snyder.
Cut. This isn't really maintaining the integrity of my creative vision. Snyder action.
Isn't that better? So much better.
Guys, I know this sounds weird, but last night I was listening to the backlog of our podcast, and there was an episode where I misspoke and I called Farley Barley. It was The Mummy.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And then when I was listening to it, my vision got real shaky, and then I woke up and I was in that episode again, and I said it differently. I said it correctly. And now it's like not Barley anymore.
It was, I don't think it was ever Barley.
Well, it was the first time, but now I changed it because I
don't remember you saying Barley.
Nope.
Because now I never did. I went back and corrected it.
I see what you're saying, but that doesn't make sense because I don't remember it being Barley.
Yeah.
Why don't you go and correct all the times you misspoke?
And when you're doing it, why don't you tell us that you're correcting yourself?
I don't have that much time.
Why not?
I misspeak a lot.
Yeah, but if you're going back in time, you would think you'd have unlimited time to do that.
No, but it makes my nose bleed every time.
Ew.
My brain has to rewrite the memories.
Oh, so just rewriting them in your head.
Yeah.
And that's why you think you said Barley, but neither of us remember that it was Barley. You rewrote the memories the wrong way.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So you wrote the memory that you said it as Barley, and now you're telling us that you went back in time and changed it.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't say Barley.
Maybe you should go to the doctor.
No, I wouldn't recommend that.
Why not?
Anything that makes your nose bleed is probably good.
Oh, that's true.
Gotta get the old blood out.
You got a bunch of blood in your nose. You want that out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want blood in my nose.
Well, since you said my name, I'll repeat it for you and for Leah. I am Andrew Farley.
I love it when he does that.
I thought you were Andrew Barley.
I'm Leah Morris, in case anyone was wondering who I am.
I'm Austin Wyford.
And this is your butterfly effect.
This is Better Movie Club, the only podcast in the world that takes your favorite movies and makes them favoriter through the power of improv. This week, we watched a movie with butterflies and all their effects. And that's it. That's all that was in this movie. There's nothing else in this movie. Oh, Ashton Kutcher, I guess. And it's the butterfly effect.
And what a the butterfly effect it was.
It was the butterfliest of times. It was the effectest of times.
I was hoping you were going to say it was the butterest of times.
The butterest of times. The flyest of times.
The fly effectest of times.
The fly effectest of times.
Oh, what is a fly effectist?
A fly effectist. Someone who fly effects.
Mm. And the listener at home has no idea that Leah just left her chair for that whole time. Made it back.
Yeah. My cough drops were at the door and I wanted one.
And I guess that's the real butterfly effect.
Leah's dropping coughs.
I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to get sick. Keep dropping cough.
I'm sorry. We watched this movie. I didn't remember anything about it.
You should be.
Yeah, this is a rough one.
This movie touched on so many things in a lot of really not good ways.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff we're not going to touch.
Yeah, I think I saw this movie, I think, close to when it came out, maybe like the year after or something. And it was like the early aughts. So I kind of remember liking it. And I think I liked maybe the concept of it.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't remembered like the details. And I do think the concept is interesting. There are some interesting things in this movie, but It seems like they really wanted to do like a shock value thing for a lot of stuff. Like, it felt like the director of Saw and Final Destination was like, let's make a time travel movie. Like, it was just, it was very like, every scene was triggering.
Like, yeah. Didn't like how this movie made me feel the whole time.
Yeah.
But
that's the point.
It's art. If you haven't seen this movie, don't. But the basic concept is our main character, Ashton Kutcher, he's experiencing blackouts growing up, where he just like kind of loses time, right? And then when he gets older, he starts to read from his like old journals that he kept. He's always kept these composition notebooks, and he discovers that when reading a page, he can sort of travel back in time to that page and alter
the blackout.
What happened during the blackout, which the blackouts were happening because that was when he was traveling back, which I thought was interesting too, just because like it's a non-linear thing there, right? Like chronologically we know that he's having blackouts, and then we know that he's traveling back in time, but if he hadn't traveled back in time to begin with, the blackouts wouldn't be a thing. So it's like cyclical, I guess. But yeah, he's altering the past, and that affects the future when he goes back, and he fixes some things, but other things keep getting fucked up, so he keeps trying to fix the stuff. And that's pretty much it. That's the conceit of the movie.
Now, I want to talk about one of these timelines, and it doesn't get as much into the heavy stuff because he prevents almost all of it, and that is where he goes back in time to stop the firecracker incident from happening.
Oh, yeah.
And he loses all his limbs. And somehow that timeline is so bad, even though he fixed almost everybody's problems.
He fixed all of it, but he has to deal with the fact that he's like disabled now.
And his mom gets lung cancer. Those two things happen. But of all the things that happen in this, those are like the two least bad things. So why? Why was that the one you had to fix? Unless he's just a narcissist, which it seems like he might be.
Right. Yeah. I said that when we were watching it. I was like, so like objectively, like this is where he stops, right? Like,
yeah, this is the best timeline.
Yeah. It sucks that he like injured himself and now he has to deal with that. But like he fixed.
With his two best friends who are doing everything they can to take care of him.
Yeah. He's got like this awesome like friend group, very supportive.
And it's a fine life.
Everyone's
happy.
The
psycho kid became like a holy roller and is actually really good.
But then it's like when he finds out that his mom has lung cancer.
He's like, oh.
He was looking for an excuse to go back and change
something.
He was
baiting any reason to go, like, why is this timeline? Yeah. What bad happened that I can fix?
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone that remotely gets what's happening is like, no, stop. Stop doing that. You're going to make it worse. Even the people that don't, and he's just like hashing up his old memories, are also like, no.
I know that every time travel movie has like logic issues, like if you dig in too deep. But one of the questions I had while watching this, and I don't know if there's an answer, is like one of the times he goes back to is he goes to visit his father as a kid in a like psychiatric hospital, I think, because his dad had the same ability that he did and it like drove him crazy. And so we see that scene and we see that he has a blackout. He's talking to his dad and then he has a blackout and then his dad is strangling him when he wakes back up. And then we see him travel back to that scene and he's like, he like his dad knows he's traveled back in this moment and that's why he's strangling him. But like, why was he strangling him the first time? Because like the timelines are changing.
I think it happened the first time too. And that even that's in the changing timeline, it was still like that he came back in time.
But in the changing timeline of like,
it's nonlinear.
In the blackout where he prevents the bad thing with the video camera, like we see the blackout scene before he changes it, and the what happens at the end of that blackout scene is different when he changes it later when we see it. So like, why isn't that scene with his dad different? Like it feels like he shouldn't be strangling him in the first time, because you know what I mean. Like he does actually, his actions have an impact when he changes what happens and during the blackout periods, like
I think no matter what, his dad kind of knows, like because his dad has the same abilities, like no, you're gonna do the same thing I'm doing no matter the circumstance, and so I have to kill you before you can.
The thing that like the constraint that could be put on this power is interesting to me, because like he can only travel back to pages where that he's reading from the journal, right? So that means at some point, like when he goes back and changes what happens, those pages don't say those things anymore.
They say something different, yeah, possibly. Right.
But they always do somehow.
Yeah. And he goes, he even goes back to the same moment, the video camera moment, twice.
When it doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah. So right. He still has this journal that says that it happened even though it didn't.
Well, he had a blackout. So like in his journal, isn't it just, we went into my friend's basement and he had a video camera and then I blacked out?
Yeah,
and
that doesn't change, right? Well, it doesn't. But in one of the timelines, it does, doesn't it?
The what happens after, but what happens before doesn't.
Does he like, always go back to that? I guess he always...
They end up in the basement.
Yeah, the basement thing's the first thing that happens, really. So that makes sense. Or I guess the dad thing is the first thing that happens, and then the basement thing. Maybe not. It might be the other order. The basement thing still might be first.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's chronologically.
There's also a twist in this where... So they've taken his journals away, and he learns that his dad used to believe he could do the same thing with photo albums. And he's like, oh, photos. Let me look at this home video and travel back to when that video was taken and try to fix everything. So my question is, has he never seen a photo before? Like, why has this not happened before?
Yeah, why did it get triggered when he read the
Because it's the
notebook.
2000s, bro. We don't take pictures anymore. We've got MySpace.
His mom does say, like, when he was about your age, your dad started saying he could do this thing or started having problems or whatever. But,
so it, like, triggered when he was, like, 20 or something.
But even from that moment on, it's like, have you not looked at any photos since then? Like,
it's college, my guy. Also, the fact that he got to college and he was like, I haven't had any blackouts for 7 years, and that's a big deal. He could have just accepted that the future was fine enough that he didn't feel the need to go back in time.
Right. He didn't need to change anything, because if something bad was going to happen, he would have blacked out.
It would have kept happening.
Because he would have traveled back.
Yeah.
Well, he travels back the first time sort of on accident.
Yeah.
And then,
I guess it ends before he gets older.
But the reason I think he keeps traveling is because he goes and he talks to What's-Her-Face as an adult and asks her about what happened when they were little. And then she ends up like unaliving herself like at that night. So I think like that's the point where he's like, I have to fix it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to this movie, aside from it not being this movie.
Yeah, I think the framework of it is interesting,
right,
and would have like been a good movie with different.
Yeah, if
like
they didn't if they try just to make wiped, it shocking, or
if they wiped like, every other detail of it away, and
there could have been like one central trauma instead of trying to squeeze everybody's every trauma into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been fine. I mean, it would have been more tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I thought was weird was in the timeline where Tommy. He's a frat boy, and then what is the Amy Smart's name?
Mrs. Arrival. I don't remember.
Mrs. Arrival. No, what? It's Amy Adams.
Oh yeah.
anyway, he's like dating her, and then her brother Kaylee. And her brother Tommy gets out and like attacks him and tries to kill him. He ends up killing Tommy, and then goes to like a maximum security prison.
Which makes no sense.
For like self-defense.
Dude came at him with a bat.
Right.
And he killed him.
He took the bat away.
And granted, the trial hadn't happened yet, but I find it hard to believe that someone comes at you with a bat and you kill them in self-defense and they put you in a maximum security prison while you're awaiting trial.
You get like manslaughter for that, right?
Yeah.
You don't get homicide.
At like most.
Yeah.
Like, given the circumstances and like Tommy's criminal history, he like just got out of prison. He goes and attacks a guy.
Also, like, he's white and in a fraternity. Like, there are no consequences for any of those guys ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Certainly not when this came out. There were no consequences for killing people in a fraternity at that time.
I didn't think it made any sense why he ends up in a fraternity, because he basically makes it so Kaylee doesn't get like ever disciplined, I guess, as a kid.
Yeah, his life.
Or, I mean,
is
or
just
abused,
so
obviously.
He becomes a bro.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Why would that happen? Like, but I mean, that's the conceit of like, they don't talk about what the butterfly effect is in this movie. But I mean, the whole concept being that like one change, like has rippling effects and has
now,
like all
hold
these.
Hold on, Leah. They do talk about it in a single quote at the beginning of the movie.
Well, they had to justify the title somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I would have liked to see more of that, though. It felt like everything was really ham-fisted in the way, like, he changes one thing and it has, like, super direct effects.
And that would have been, like...
effects that make no sense, like him being a frat boy.
Yeah.
Like,
that, it would have been really interesting to see the altered sequence of events that led to him joining a fraternity. Like, how did that choice affect all these others down the road? And that can be done. It can be, like, clever writing, which I don't think they were maybe capable of. Nope. And maybe that was just the whole problem. But yeah, the movie doesn't deserve its name. It's not about the butterfly effect.
It's about a guy who's bad at time travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guy with too much power and not enough brain or empathy.
It's 90 minutes of like, how can we scar the audience or trigger anything that they have had happen in the past?
The number of scenes where Austin said, oh no, yes. was a lot.
There were quite a few scenes where I just put my head in my hands.
It was, yeah, it's like, bad.
Yeah.
Just think why. What was the point of that? Aside from just being as shocking as possible.
Yeah.
Which I
why
guess
did
worked.
Austin
this
do
movie,
this to me?
This movie like had a big release, didn't it? It was kind of a big deal. I remember a lot
I
of people talking
so.
About it.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, probably just because it was so shocking. And also at the time it came out, people were a little less aware of why that was bad and not good.
I think it was different from a lot of movies at the time because it was like, it was shocking, but it was like sort of trying to be like pseudo intellectual too.
Yeah.
And made yeah. people like feel smart because they liked it.
like, we have the boys now.
But I do think it was, it's pretty different from like most, I mean, even though like obviously things from the late 90s and early aughts, I think in general, you're going to find more stuff where you're like, yikes. I do think this movie like stands out and is pretty dissimilar from other stuff that was being released at the time.
This movie is just Good Will Hunting with time travel.
Yeah.
I'll say it. It's The Rainmaker. It's exactly The Rainmaker.
It is The Rainmaker. It, this movie is every Matt Damon movie combined. It's The Bourne Ultimatum.
Uh-huh.
Well, whatever. I don't care about this movie. I don't think we need to give it any more words.
No. So, I'm sorry we watched this.
Yeah,
let's
don't
go back
recommend.
In time, undo it, and maybe one of us won't have any arms or legs. I don't know. We'll see.
And nothing bad will happen as, yeah. as yeah. a butterfly effect.
Fucking butterfly effect.
We'll be right back. And we are back.
Back.
I have herbal tea.
I was trying to do like the news tickers, you know, when the news comes back on.
Back. This just in, we're back.
What is that sound?
Breaking, we're back.
I think it's supposed to be like Morse code, right?
Oh, it's not like the printer printing things?
Oh, maybe. I feel in my mind ears, it's usually like a high-pitched beeping.
Your what
sound.
Now?
I thought,
you know, my mind ears. That's how I hear
it
my
was
imagination.
That was how the anchors talk to each other in between.
They're like Animal Crossing characters.
That was a really good Animal Crossing character. Could you do that again?
No, I can't. I don't even know what I did. I'm scared.
That's it. Yeah, that's what you're doing.
That's just how I talk when I'm tired.
Yeah, whoever's editing this, could you cut that and just make everything Leah says that?
Oh, please. Then I don't have to talk anymore. I'll be done.
Okay, so it's my fault that we watched this movie.
Yeah. Apologize to us.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to you guys. I'm sorry to myself. And I'm especially sorry to anybody who watched this movie for the sake of our show.
I hope nobody watches any of the
movies. I don't
movies
think anyone. I don't think there's anyone who's like, oh, this week's Better Movie Club is Butterfly Effect. I need to make sure I watch that before Thursday.
We had to pay
to
rent
think
this
you would,
too,
I think
right?
you'd yeah. enjoy our show more if you did that. I think you would enjoy your life less.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. So I'm gonna fix this movie. I'm gonna make it less traumatic for all of us. I do like the power of the framework that we talked about, the whole butterfly effect of it. It's not the butterfly effect, the whole like time travel aspect of it. So I think the thing that Ashton Kutcher is traveling back in time to change is he's had a great life, all very normal, not fucked up at all. But like, he got his mom a birthday present and she wishes he'd got her something different. So he's trying to make sure his mom has the best birthday ever. He keeps going back to try to find her the perfect gift.
In true Butterfly Effect fashion, I think the first scene we need to see is the original Christmas. Or birthday, sorry, birthday.
Yeah.
Well, his mom is Jesus, so it's actually Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
Or just, you know, or just her birthday is December 25th. Is that when Christmas is?
Okay, yeah, that works.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to go to the Christmas/birthday, and, Farley will be Ashton Kutcher. Leah, you will be Ashton Kutcher's mom, and I might be someone. We'll see.
Santa.
Yeah, I could be Santa. Who knows? Action.
Oh, mom, open that one. Open that one. It's for me. I got it for you. It's really, ooh, you're going to love it.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be so good. Look at
this. Did you wrap this yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, good job, honey.
I did a really good job.
Oh, this is a big box. Pretty exciting. We're opening it. Let me get the wrapper off. Okay, moment of truth. Gonna open the lid here.
Yeah.
And, oh, honey, it's...
You love it.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you were saying that you love the neighbor's cat a lot.
Yeah, I just...
So I got it for you.
Yeah. How long's it been in the box, honey?
I wrapped it at the end of November.
Okay.
So
yeah, you probably should have put holes in the box.
Well, yeah, but then the cat might get out. They're sneaky.
Yeah. Well, this one isn't anymore.
Why not?
No reason. You know what? I'm gonna take it to my room.
Let me look at it.
No. It's mine. You gave it to me, and you can't take gifts back. You want to get the door, and I'll just run this upstairs?
You can get the... Could you get the door? I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
Okay, I'll get the door.
Check this box.
Hey, neighbor.
Hi.
I brought you some Christmas cookies.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I just wanted to wish you guys happy holiday and happy birthday as well.
Oh, thank you.
Hard to forget your birthday. You know, it's Christmas.
Thank you for the cookies. I would invite you in.
My mom is Jesus.
But... We're, what? Well, Ashton's a little under the weather, so we're not having...
Well, my mom killed the original Jesus, so she had to take his job.
Oh.
The Jesus clause.
Oh, I get it.
We don't talk about that with strangers, Ashton.
That's really clever, Ashton.
Yeah, she read his business card and it said that you're the new Jesus.
Anyway, thank you so much for the cookies.
Yeah, sure.
You have a great holiday.
Yeah, they're shaped like little cats.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, my kids are still a little upset. Little Fluffy still hasn't shown up, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, he'll show up anytime now.
I don't know what he means. He's so silly.
Why did he say that, like knowingly?
Well, you know he has blackouts? I think he's about to have one.
You think he's about to blackout? Yeah. How can you tell?
It's just a feeling I get.
Oh, okay.
Second now.
He sort of like sometimes he like predicts the future like all creepy like, and then he has a blackout.
Oh,
and it's like
on.
It's not they're not accurate.
Come on, get out of the box.
Oh, what's he got over there in that box?
Ashton, I think you're about to have a blackout.
I don't think so. No, yeah, normally I know when I'm about to have them.
I think you are. I think.
All right. Well, I'll get out of your hair. It
okay.
Seems kind of busy. If you see Fluffy though, please let me know. We're pretty worried.
We sure will, Mr. Wilkins.
Yeah, we sure will.
Why is he winking?
It's the blackout is starting to happen. It's one eye at a time.
Oh.
That closes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go back to... It's just so depressing over there, you know?
Oh,
everyone's so sad.
Yeah.
I bet.
Oh. Anyway, well, you better go.
Whoever has Fluffy should be really happy and grateful.
Yeah. What? What do you mean whoever has Fluffy? I'm sure Fluffy is just taking a trip around the neighborhood.
Well, I assume someone has him. I just figured he ran
Fluffy
away, probably.
Ended up with some. If somebody found him and let him in their house or like put him in a box, they should be really happy and grateful that they got him because a lot of people loved Fluffy and still now can again. Okay. Anyway, Mr. Wilkins, we'll let you know. We'll keep an eye out, right, Mom?
Uh-huh.
Wink.
Okay, bye-bye.
Scene.
Okay, so we made it traumatic again. We killed Fluffy.
All right, yeah. So I want to see Ashton Kutcher in college with his roommate, and he's going to say he finds his old journals.
Okay.
Who's the roommate?
Thumper.
Austin, I think you'll be the roommate, just in case we have the roommate and mom.
Okay.
All right, action.
Hey, man, do you wanna hit this, or... I mean, I'll clear the whole thing if you want. I just...
Yeah, you know,
it really hurts me to do that.
You know I don't do drugs. It's fine. You can... That's all you.
Oh, man, every time I load it so full, I'm like, Ashton's gonna do drugs with me today, and then I have to do the whole thing.
Yeah. No, it's... I mean, whatever floats your boat, but that... my mom's Jesus. I don't know.
Can I let you in on a secret, dude? I didn't think you would want any.
Oh, then why? That's kind of rude that you would offer it to me if you didn't think I was going to take any. But you know what? I will. Like to... I will have some of that wacky tobacco.
Oh, dude, god damn it.
Yeah, let me take a pinch of that and chew it up.
That's not how... No, you can't do that.
Oh, I'm feeling stony baloney over here. Whoa.
It doesn't work like that or that
fast.
Oh,
my god. Hey, I've got these journals under my bed. Could you get me one of those?
Sure.
I'm so goofed out of my head.
Let's see.
Goofed myself.
Are they in this big box?
Yeah, it's that box. It's full of comp books is what they're called. Composition books.
I assumed this would be like porn or something.
No, I can't. You know my mom, Jesus. But oh boy, whew. This Mary Jane sure has me all insane in my membrane.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Are you like Lion Man?
No, why would I do that? Of course I wouldn't. That's crazy. Whoa. Like, my legs feel cold.
Well, you're wearing shorts. It's December.
Yeah. Wow. Like, but colder than they did before.
Okay.
And my fingers are like little squiggles.
All right, man.
I'm seeing a mouse over there on the other side of the room.
No, that is a mouse because you left the fucking ramen pot out again.
Yeah, but it's like he's wearing a chef hat and he's cooking ramen.
Ratatouille.
That's how high I am.
You're talking about Ratatouille?
No, because if it was Ratatouille, he'd be in my hat, my chef hat, and I'd be cooking the ramen and he'd be pulling my hair. No, this is like Ratatouille. Yeah, because the rat's the cook. Anyway, read all from that notebook. Read what it says. Read. Go back to December 25th, I want to say 1993.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, Ratatouille's going crazy over there because I'm so high. Okay.
Says, today I gave my mom her gift.
Mom, hold on. Don't open that gift over there that I'm pointing at.
Oh, but it has my name on it.
No. Really,
it
don't.
It says
don't,
mom
don't,
slash
don't,
Jesus.
No.
Okay. What's wrong, honey?
Mom, if you open that gift, everything's going to change.
You're acting funny. You're acting stony baloney right now.
Mom! Ratatouille. Wait, no.
What did you say?
I got you a different gift, and that one I actually need to take back to the store, and if you open it, I won't be able to take it back to the store.
Oh, okay, well, what's the different gift? This one sort of smells funky.
You don't want to open that one. I'll just take that out of your hands, and you know what, Mom? I'm going to go over to the neighbors real quick, and I'll be right back, and then I'll have your gift, because I told Mr. Wilkins to hold on to it, actually.
Oh,
so
that's fine.
I'm
going
to go over there, and I'm going to give him this to go back to the store for me, and get your gift.
Okay.
Well, hey, Ashton.
Take this.
I was just getting ready to take these cookies over.
Take this. Take this right now. Take it. Take it. I don't want it. Take it. It's for you. It says it's for my mom, but do you have any gifts that like you would give me in exchange for that one? You're going
to... I was just about to bring this pan of cookies over. They're cat-shaped, see?
Cookies will do. This is all yours.
Like Mr. Fluffy?
Yeah. That's also cat-shaped like Mr. Fluffy. I'll see you. Anyway, I'll see you later, Mr. Wilkins.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Ashton. I'm going to take this big gift in there so the whole family can enjoy it.
Scene.
Jesus. What are we doing?
We're changing the future and the past.
How does the future get changed by this?
I had one idea, which was... so Ashton is going to leave the scene that we were just in, come back to the future, And his mom is now the CEO of a multi-million dollar company called Ratacookie. Mm-hmm. Inspired by something her son said all those years ago and the cat-shaped cookies that he brought to her. I think maybe something has to be wrong here for him to want to go back again. Yeah. And
well,
it,
something but... with the Wilkins family for sure is wrong. Yeah. They had a very traumatic Christmas in 93.
So yeah, we'll just do Ashton coming back to the future. Leah, you're the mom, and we'll figure out what's going on.
Maybe
from
I'll
there.
Call you in your dorm.
Okay.
Action.
Whoa. Oh, hey, Mr. Wilkins, what are you doing in Thumper's bed?
What?
Mr. Wilkins.
Who's Thumper?
He's my roommate.
I'm your roommate.
But Mr. Wilkins, you're not
in college.
I
went back to school after my family left me.
Well, why would they do something like that?
Because of that Christmas gift that you gave me.
Yeah, I gave you Fluffy.
Yeah, well, it turns out my family didn't care for it.
Well, I guess I should have probably...
I don't know why we have to have this conversation every day, Ashton.
I guess I probably should have just given Fluffy to my mom then, huh? Oh, let me get this. Hello, Mr. Ashton speaking.
Hi, Ashton, it's Mom. I have some kind of hard news to share with you. So, I mean, the business is going great. Like, everything's good.
Business?
What?
Business?
Ashton, you're so funny. Of course, the cookie business. Ratacookie? It was your idea.
Ratacookie? Good golly, I saw that when I was Stony Baloney.
When you were Stony Baloney. All right, well, anyway, we've been getting death threats, letters in the mail.
Geez, Mom.
And here's the thing, we had the FBI investigate and they said they're coming from your dorm room.
But that can't be. The only people that live in my dorm room are me and Mr. Wilkins.
What? What do you mean, Mr. Wilkins? He's your roommate?
After his family left him because of that good gift I gave him. I guess his family didn't like Fluffy so much after all. Anyway.
Ashton, I don't think that you should be living with Mr. Wilkins. He's much older than you, and he hates us.
It's okay, Mom. We're both freshmen.
Yeah.
Oh, is he there right now?
Yeah, he's on his bed. He's on Thumper's bed.
Who's Thumper?
He's my old roommate. There was a whole thing.
Oh, okay. Well, could you tell Mr. Wilkins not to write death threats?
Hey, Mr. Wilkins, my mom is asking if you could not write death threats to her and her company.
What? I would never do that.
Oh. Said he would never do that.
Well, then are you doing it? Because that would be weird.
Anyway,
I don't know.
I gotta go to the post office, so...
Oh, sorry. Mr. Wilkins has to go to the post office. Is
there
got
a whole
ask him
stack of envelopes.
No. I mean, do the envelopes look like death threat envelopes?
Skull and crossbones, a stamp... looks like they got one of them has like a gun or a knife.
Why are you rifling through my mail?
Do they have like blood smears on them? Some of them.
Yeah, some of them have blood smears.
Yeah, that sounds like the ones. Yeah, they've had. Well, we think it's blood. The FBI wouldn't tell us. I thought it looked like blood. I tried to inject myself into the investigation, and they were like, "Ma'am, you can't be part of this." But I watched the shows about it, and I'm pretty sure it's blood. You know how I love my murder shows.
Yeah. But so you told the FBI, and. They narrowed it down to our room.
Yeah.
And that's it? That's where it was a dead end at that point?
Well, I think they're gonna come investigate. I wanted to let you know that they're probably gonna be breaking your door down any minute.
Oh. Well, I guess I could probably just... Oh, Mr. Wilkins, do you need me to open that door for you?
Yeah. Just, I got a lot of envelopes here. I'm trying to make it to the post office before the mail runs, so...
Okay, open that door up. FBI, this is us battering ram crew!
Wow, what the hell?
Oh my God, Mom, the FBI killed Mr. Wilkins.
All right. So I guess, how much does Ashton care about Mr. Wilkins?
I'm just thinking about the fact that Mr. Wilkins is his roommate. It's the most insane thing.
I think Ashton probably cares a lot about Mr. Wilkins because he found out that he was his college roommate.
Also, his family left him because he gave him a dead cat.
Ashton doesn't care about that.
Oh.
So, where is Ashton going to go to try to fix this?
I think we have to go back to Christmas 93.
Different present, different circumstance. Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh. All right. Action.
Mom, give me that present. I need to take it to Mr. Wilkins.
What? This is, it says to mom/Jesus. That's me.
Momsus, I can't explain right now, but I have another present for you that Mr. Wilkins is going to give me. He's going to take that back to the store.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay, I'll be right back. 1 minute. Okay. I'll be right
back. Take your time. I'm going to make myself a cocktail.
Oh, hey, Ashton. I was just getting ready to take these
cookies. Mr. Wilkins, give me those cookies. I'm going to give you this gift in exchange. Do not let your family open this. Open this by yourself, maybe in the basement. This gift is just for you. Your family doesn't care about Mr. Fluffy. I don't care what they said.
Okay. This is highly unusual.
Mr. Wilkins, I'm telling you, honestly, stop with all the cat theme stuff. Your family hates Mr. Fluffy.
Do you know something about Mr. Fluffy?
All I'm saying is don't open that gift in front of your kids or your wife. A lot of stuff will go really wrong for you.
Okay.
Take it in the attic or take it in the basement and open it and then get rid of it.
All right. I'll open this by myself.
All right. I got to go home real quick. Mom, okay. Rat a cookie.
Aw. Thank you.
Scene.
Open this by yourself. This is just for you. Oh shit.
I'm dead.
You remembered the Ratatouille thing at the end, but I was gonna say if you hadn't, I was gonna say that the company was now it was Momsus now.
Oh. Momsus Catacookies. Ratatouille.
Well, Ratatouille is probably something entirely different now that I said it later. She didn't have any time to stew on it. I just threw cookies at her and said, Mom, read a cookie.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess let's go back to the present one more time.
See what's changed.
And see what's changed. Okay. And I think just because of timing, this is probably how it ends up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, action.
Whoa, why am I in Mr. Wilkins' house?
Ashton, are you awake? Do you want your regular breakfast?
Yes, please.
Oh, you don't have to waste a please on me, sir. Here you go, just how you like it.
Mr. Wilkins, why are you in that tuxedo and with that silver tray?
You can just call me Jeff.
Jeff?
Is sir feeling okay? Should I be concerned? Call a doctor?
Jeff, No, I think everything's okay. Who's that? Who's in bed with me? Is that Mr. Wilkins, your wife? Good golly.
My wife? No. I would never think of your wife in that way, sir.
Good morning, honey.
Oh, no.
Scene.
This makes as much sense as the jock thing.
I want to know the butterfly effect that went from Mr. Wilkins opening a dead cat for Christmas to now
by himself Ashton, in the basement.
Ashton marries my wife and
lives in my house and I'm his butler.
I was going for like a Biff thing.
If we did like a full improv show, that would have been the whole episode. It's decoding how the butterfly effect got there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, now we've got a movie with Mr. Wilkins and poor Fluffy.
Jeff Wilkins.
And yeah, Mr. Jeff Wilkins, Ashton and his momsus, poor Fluffy and some cat-shaped cookies. I think we significantly reduced the trigger warnings on this movie, especially if Mr. Wilkins always opens the gift off screen. We did it.
The cat definitely died off screen, so that's good.
Yeah, it's much better. Much, much better.
How many dogs do you think they burned alive shooting this movie?
Oh,
hundreds.
Yeah. He traveled back in time to that scene a few times, so
yeah,
they needed 100. At least several dogs. Well, if you like the show, love the show, want to support the show, bettermovieclub.com has all the links. You can sign up for our Patreon and get a bunch of bonus content, as well as like supporting us financially. We've got merch. We've got, I think that's it. Human News Network still exists if you want to check that out. It's an AI thing I did. Farley, what you got?
If you like me, love me, want to support me, keep on reading books. and I'll keep plugging it. I've been getting so many dividends on all my book stocks. Sales are through the roof since I started plugging this. Leah, what do you have?
Nothing. I would like to plug not being sick, I guess.
Yuck. Yeah, it's a good plug. Yeah. You should heed your own advice.
Helpful.
Plug your own plug.
Dork.
Next week, we're gonna do this again, maybe. Because we're watching yet another time travel-y change the future by changing the past thing. We're watching Looper.
Yeah. And I think something big is coming my way.
A loop, perhaps. So we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Cut.
Cut.